Welcome back to the Splendid Sports Cards Podcast. I'm your host, Adam, and this will be a shorter podcast-only episode. I'm actually driving home here. I got about 20 minutes till I get home, so I figured I had this idea in my head that I wanted to put out, and I can do it in about 15 minutes, so it'll work out perfectly. And I want to say, I have a lot of people that listen to this podcast only, and they don't go on YouTube. If you're one of those people, feel free to follow me on Instagram. I'm out there. I've been more active out on Instagram now, posting cards, and I enjoy the platform a little more than I used to. I'm not a big social media guy in my real life, but with cards, you know, it makes a lot of sense. It's a great way to connect out there and see cards and show your cards, share in that with other people. So feel free to give me a follow if you haven't. And the thing with YouTube, it's great because you get a lot of comments and feedback, and it's easier to connect with people. But podcasts, not so much. So if you're on Instagram, I would love if you gave me a follow. And feel free to send me a message after you listen to this episode and any future ones. Shoot me a message. Give me your feedback, comments, questions. Would love to hear from you. All right. So on this one, I want to talk about four specific projects that I have been working on, have worked on, am still working on in my sports card collecting career here. The first one, it was never really a goal of mine until the last couple of years. So about 12 years ago, I started buying a couple Mickey Mantle vintage cards, playing days cards. And it started with just a couple. And next thing you know, about a few years back, I had, I would say maybe 5 or 6 of his playing days cards that I really, really loved. And then it kind of, I'd add a one here and there every once in a while. And then once I started getting real heavy back into collecting a couple years ago, I made the decision in my mind, you know what, I'm going for the whole run. And as you'd know, with the 52 Topps Mantle and the 51 Bowman Rookie, those are big cards. So if you had asked me before the last couple years if I'd ever get those cards, I would have said, hell no. No way. But something just flicked in my head, a switch, and I said, no, I'm going for it. I'm going for it. I sold a lot of cards, consolidated, freed up a bunch of money that I had in my collection, and I went for it, and I completed that run, the Mickey Mantle base run, and I'm very proud of it. Very proud of that run. It's out on the PSA registry. So, number two, as we move into the junk wax era, the cards that I love the most in the junk wax era are the turn back the clock cards. They mean so much to me from when I was a kid. It helped develop my love and appreciation for vintage cards. And Dylan, Double D Vintage Baseball Cards, my co-host on the show, Turn Back the Clock, that's where the name came from. The two of us love these cards, and we might be two of the only ones that love these cards. They don't get talked about too much. That's okay, but that's one of the things that Dylan and I connected about early on, and so we figured let's name the show we do together Turn Back the Clock. So one of my goals, and again, it didn't start out as that. It just started out where I love these cards, so when I would see one pop up, I would buy it, and I would try to pair it with the original. So the 72 Topps Clemente, I'd pair next to the 87 Topps Clemente Turn Back the Clock card, and so on. And at first, I figured, all right, I'm just going to target the ones that I really, really love. I love that 72 Clemente Topps card, and some of the players that I enjoy, like Clemente and Koufax, they have Turn Back the Clock cards. Stan Musial has a Turn Back the Clock card. So some of the guys I would collect anyway. But then I said, you know what? I'm going for the whole run. I'm going to try to collect every single Turn Back the Clock card and pair it next to the original. And I would say I'm probably about 40% there, 40 to 50% there right now. So that's a goal of mine now, and it will take me a while, but it's fun. It's a fun thing to do. These cards are not rare, so what I'm trying to do with the Junk Wax Era Turn Back the Clock cards from the 80s, and they go up to 1990, I'm trying to get them in PSA 10. So PSA 10, and I'm also, if I can, try to get them in a Tiffany, which is even a little tougher. So it makes it a little more of a chase. And then on the original, a lot of those cards aren't rare, but I'm trying to get nice I appeal cards. Doesn't matter the grade. I don't care if it's a 2 or a 5, whatever. Grade doesn't matter on that. But I want to get nicely centered ones and good eye appeal. So again, that creates a hunt for those cards too. All right, so my third goal is going into the 90s era, 90s inserts and parallels. I love this era. I'm fascinated with it. I love the cards. Some of the greatest cards in the hobby. Shiny and beautiful and rare, serial numbered. I always wanted to take part in this era of the hobby. And I figured, you know what? I need a player. I need a player to take me through that run of cards in this hobby that I want to have examples of. Because I don't just want to have examples. I want to have examples and be of a player that I connect with. And so who better than Pedro Martinez, my favorite Red Sox player ever. Watching him pitch was just phenomenal. And I went to games where he pitched in the electric atmosphere. ESPN has him ranked as the 11th best baseball player of all time. And I agree with that. Some people might be shocked with that, but if you look at how dominant he was, he didn't have as long of a career or sustain the dominance maybe as long as some other guys were great, but he at his peak was better than any pitcher, in my opinion, ever. Even Sandy Koufax. Him and Koufax, the two most dominant pitchers of all time if you look at their peaks. All right, so what I wanted to do, I said, all right, here's what I'm going to do with Pedro. I want to take part in some of this PMG, Essential Credentials, Star Rubies, Serial Numbered, fun. And I'm going to do it with Pedro. So I made a list from the 90s insert era. I've made a list of 25 chase cards. A lot of them are numbered 100 or less. Some are 50 or less. Some are even lower than 25 or less. And I said, I'm gonna make a list and I'm going to chase them. And so this has been fun. I've been on a wild chase for these cards because, as you'd imagine, these aren't cards that just show up on eBay all the time. Some of these cards haven't sold in years publicly. So I've had to go through back channels and Instagram and connect with dealers off of eBay. And man, it's been fun. Really, really fun. And so I made a list of 25. I might even expand this to 45, Pedro's number. But right now, I've done very, very well. I've moved pretty fast on this, maybe too fast. But there were 25 that I made the list of, and I am, as of this date, I have 70% completed. So I've done very, very well so far. And I haven't even shown many of these cards. I'm just kind of taking my time with it. But with these, when they pop up, when you find them, you got to grab them. Because if you don't, you might have to wait years again. So it just so happened that a huge Pedro collector, their collection went up for sale because unfortunately he passed away. So I've been working with a dealer to purchase as many of these cards as I can from this collection. And let me tell you, this was probably the greatest Pedro Martinez collection on planet Earth. And so I've been able to buy a bunch of these cards that were on my list from this collection. And I'm very proud to get these cards into my collection. All right, and the last goal, major goal of my collecting career here goes to Tom Brady. Huge Tom Brady fan. Growing up a Patriots fan, I don't have to explain why I'm a Tom Brady fan. And so it just made sense for me to collect his cards. But the thing with Tom Brady, you know, similar to Pedro Martinez, they have a ton of cards, so many cards. You could never get all their cards, and I never would want to. So you got to find a lane. And you know, there's a couple lanes, but the biggest one that I've decided to go down with Brady is I want to collect every one of Tom Brady's base rookie cards. He has 44 base rookie cards. And when you factor in all the parallels and stuff, I'm not going after a lot of that stuff. That's just too much for me. So I'm just going to boil it down to 44 base rookie cards of Tom Brady. And there's some real big ones in there, too, that I haven't gotten. So this is a goal that right now I am 22% complete with. So this might be a goal I never complete in my lifetime. Maybe I will. Maybe it's something that I leave off for my kids to complete for me. Or maybe I'll be able to do it. I don't know. I'm moving pretty good with it right now. But there's some real big ones that I'd have to get. So that's the other goal that I have, major goals. I have little mini things that I collect, little subsets or things like that. But if you sum up how I collect and what I'm collecting, what I'm targeting, I guess you'd say I'm primarily a player collector, and I've made these big goals for myself within the hobby. I'm 42 years old, so hopefully I have a while to go. We'll see. So that's it, guys. I just wanted to share that. Again, follow me on Instagram. Shoot me a message. Let me know what you think, if I'm crazy trying to do these things. But I appreciate anyone who listens here, and I'll be back with another one of these soon. Thank you.